got your Bibles, we're going to go into Hebrews. Not really touching on what Jerry went on with this morning, but that was something different. Book Hebrews chapter 4. And Melissa sung a song this morning, Power in the Blood. Amen. I got to reading a little bit today as Jerry was preaching. The Lord gave me a message and got to look at different references about the Word and how powerful the Word is. And it's amazing to me just what exactly entails in that and what exactly consists of that. And I want to start reading in Hebrews chapter 4. And I want to just give you verse 12. And we'll see what transpires from that. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Very familiar scripture. The Bible says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now, I've read that scripture today, and I've read that scripture many times. I'm familiar with it, and know where to find it in the Bible. I've heard it many times over my life about the Word of God being quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. And, you know, but all of a sudden, for some reason, I begin to actually really read this and ponder on it a little bit, and it really is key about going back and before reading what happened before this. In chapter 4, I'm going to read the first couple of verses here, and we'll find out why this author had to stress that the Word of God was so powerful. It says in chapter 4, verse 1, "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left of us, entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them." This is key here, "but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." I got a thought for the message tonight. Lord, be our helper. We're going to preach on the subject, the word of faith. And, you know, many years, like I said, I've heard that verse in verse 12, "for the word of God," and the way language works in English grammar and all this, if you have a "for" before something, that means it's talking about something that went before it. Well, when I read what went before it, it really didn't line up to me. It didn't really make any sense. And I kept pondering and studying on that. And the best I could find out was that verse 11, what it's about to lead on into verse 12, is it's talking about following after the same example of unbelief. Amen. There's a rest that God wanted his people to enter into. And he said today, he mentioned a certain day. He said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. And he began to tell them, beware lest you fall short of that promise through unbelief. And he begins to tell them because of this unbelief, amen, that God's word is powerful. The reason he says that is because the word was powerful when it was preached in verse 2. Amen. The word is powerful all the way around, but it couldn't do him any good. Amen. It didn't do him any good. It was preached, but it didn't do him any good. Because it was not mixed with the faith, amen, that they needed to be able to believe and put good legs on in prayer, so to speak, and good works in the prayers that they had to be able to see the God word work.
Amen.
He begins to tell them that the word the whole time had the power, amen, it had the power to make living. Amen. It said it was quick. Amen. It means it was alive, a living thing.
Amen.
It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word has the power in it all along, but it don't do us a good bit of good if we don't have faith, amen, mixed with that Word, so that we can see things happen from it.
Amen.
I began to ponder on this, and thought it was going to go one direction, and then it began to go this way. And, amen, I thought it was so amazing. This morning we had prayer for Glenda. Amen, she was on the phone listening to us pray for her. Amen. And the only place I could find to touch, put my hand on Kathy, because everybody had laid hands on her, was underneath her hand where she was holding the phone. And, amen. I tell you what, it's just like a spirit of a mighty rushing wind just went all through me. And I knew right then that the Lord's virtue had done passed. Amen. I knew something I hadn't felt like that before. Amen. It was something new to me. And I tell you what, it just got all over me. Amen. The power of the Word, amen, that is preached,
amen.
The power of faith that's mixed with that is able to see things done, amen.
Amen.
We even talk about in Matthew over there where it talks about having faith as a grain of mustard seed.
Amen.
Amen. That faith will do you good, but it said faith without works is dead. And I tell you that you can't have the faith unless you have the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Over in Romans chapter 10, we hear about the Word. It talks about the Word being nigh in thy heart, in thy mouth. And what kind of Word is that? Well, that's the Word of faith which we preach. Amen. Starting at verse 8. Amen. Begins to tell them about the way to be saved and call on the name of the Lord and confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart, amen, that Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. But it goes on down a little bit that past verse 13. It says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As is it written, how beautiful are them are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings. Amen. How shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. If the word is powerful, it's that much more powerful when it is preached. Amen. When it is under the anointing of God. Amen. And the word goes out. Amen. I begin to think about the old prophets and begin to think about Paul. Begin to think about Ezekiel and all them men. Amen. The word that they issued forth from their mouth. Amen. We know it today. It's being written down as Scripture. But at the time they were doing it, it was not Scripture. It was given to them right then. Amen. At that point in time. Amen. Amen. So they didn't preach the word in the sense that they read a Bible verse and started preaching to the bones. Amen. God directly went to them and went to say, here's what I want you to preach. Here's what I want you to say. And you know what it does? It goes out to the congregation. It goes out to the word where it needs to go. Amen. And if it's mixed with faith out there in the congregation, amen, we can see things happen.
Amen.
What a wonderful thing to have something at our disposal like this. Not just the word that's in the book here, but the word that comes directly from heaven. I can read the word, but something about it, if I just read it and don't preach it in a demonstration, if I don't tell you how God's given it to me, if I just rehash the same sermon over and over again, it doesn't do any good.
Amen. Bless
you. Why? Because it's a lie. Amen. It's a living thing. It's going to be different every single time. Amen. I read the scripture and I'll read it one day and it might mean something. I'll read it the next day and it might mean something else. Amen. Because God, amen, knows the seasons we go through. He knows all the different circumstances. And He's able to make that word mold into exactly what we need for.
Amen.
Word is alive. Amen. It's quick. Amen. It'll help carry on. Amen. When you don't feel like coming to church, open that good word and ask for a little bit of help from the Lord, and all of a sudden you receive strength, amen, in them old bones that wants to be tired all day. Amen. You begin to walk and not faint. You begin to run and not be weary. Why? Because of the word that's in you. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. The Bible said that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. We know that to be Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Word of faith. Amen. It's not only the Word here, but they went out preaching the gospel. They preached Christ.
Amen.
And that was the Word that was preached.
Amen.
You see, the Word is written on paper here. Amen. But it means so much more. Amen. When it comes out of a person. Hey, when you begin to speak, amen, to your problems, begin to speak in the name of Jesus, amen, to the things that are coming against you. Amen. David didn't just go up to Goliath, and just do a big old dance in front of him. He began to talk to him. He began to tell him, hey, you come against me with spear and sword. Hey, but I come against you in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The word of the Lord ushered forth out of him. Amen. And the devil couldn't handle it.
Amen.
I'm glad for that word today. It is living. It is powerful. The Bible talks about the gospel, amen, being the power of God unto salvation to them which believe. Amen. But they have to believe. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Amen. That word has to be mixed with faith. I think of the word as the seed that's going to have to be sowed by the sower.
Amen.
You can plant a seed all day long if you want to, but if you don't water that thing, if you don't tend to it, you don't fertilize it, amen, don't make sure it's going to be good and healthy, you'll just have a dead seed.
Amen.
Won't produce no fruit, won't have nothing to do with it. Amen. But I tell you what, begin to see the word be able to thrive. Begin to see the word in people's hearts begin to grow. I know that from week to week they've been studying it. They got questions to ask the preacher. Questions to ask each other. Did you read so? It's what I found. I tell you what, that's what causes church to grow.
Amen.
When they get down in there with the word of God, they begin to say, Lord, make it real to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Make it living in me.
Amen.
Make it alive in me.
Amen.
Amen. Paul talked about the word in Romans. We just read it. Amen. It's quick. It's powerful. Amen. The word is powerful all along if you'll just believe in it. That's
Amen.
The key. Hey, let the faith be mixed with that word. That's preached here tonight. That was preached here this morning. Amen. Even the sermons you hear on the radio or the TV or wherever you're at.
Yeah.
If it's of the Lord, there'll be fruit that's going to come from it.
Amen.
And you'll be able to see growth there.
Amen.
Take that word and mix it with faith. God, Jerry mentioned this many times, how God has given every man a measure of faith.
Amen.
Amen. You and me got a measure of faith. And depending on how we cultivate that faith, will depend on how it grows. Amen. You go to, I believe there's a parable talking about, well, not a parable, but it actually happened. Maybe talking about the fig tree that wouldn't produce any fruit.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And the master said, cut it down. And the man
yeah.
said, well, let me dung about it. One more year,
Amen.
And put some dung around it. He wanted to save that tree.
Uh-huh.
I believe it had potential.
Yeah.
Some of us around in the churches today, amen, probably feel like we're about to be cut down.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you need to ask the Lord, give me another chance, Lord. Let me fertilize this old heart.
Yeah.
Let me fertilize this old spirit that you not cut it down.
Amen.
That I can be able to be fruitful for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
The Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Quick, make, able to make alive. You see Jesus when He went somewhere. Amen. I've heard it said many times, they couldn't have funerals because Jesus, when He's around, He messed them up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. When He called Lazarus to come forth.
Yeah.
Amen. He didn't just say, come forth. Amen. Every body in the grave probably rose
yeah.
to that place.
Yeah.
He called Lazarus to come forth.
Amen.
He didn't stretch out His hands and do some hocus pocus stuff. Amen. He used His voice.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Same voice that spoke the world into creation.
Amen.
He used to wake Lazarus from the dead.
Amen.
Beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Bible says darkness, amen, was on the face of the deep, and there was void there, and God said,
amen.
Amen.
Spoke it out of existence, amen. From nothing, He made something.
Amen.
Because He's God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, we can make a lot of somethings out of nothing, amen,
yeah.
in our life. Amen. If we just trust God and go forth and proclaim the Word,
Amen.
Knowing that the Word has power being mixed with faith that's in us.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, I believe it is, that now unto Him that is exceeding abundantly above all, able
Amen.
To do all that we ask or think, according to the power that works
yeah.
in us.
Amen.
Amen. What is that power? It's the power of faith.
Amen.
Amen. That's the power of faith. We've always heard it preached, faith without works is dead. I want you to notice something. The word without faith is dead. Hey, because it doesn't profit not being mixed with it. Amen. It's got to come together. You've got to come in one mind and one accord with God's
Amen.
Word. If God says something to be true, and you don't have the faith to be in one mind and accord with it, then it won't come to anything.
Amen.
That's true,
bro.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth.
Amen.
It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. You see, I believe that when I preach, the word that goes forth out of my mouth,
amen,
if the Lord has given it to me, amen, it'll go out and accomplish what God wants to accomplish from me, whether I see it or not. God's word will accomplish. Not only His word, but the faith that's mixed in there. It's up to you if you want to grow. It's not up to me. I can't lead the horse to water and make him drink. I can't lead you to Christ and make you grow. Amen. I can water, I can plant, but it's God that gives you increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it's God that gives increase in you through your faith mixed with the word.
Amen.
If you want to see profit in your life, be able to see success in the sense that you have a good spiritual walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's time to start to, amen, believing in the Word and what it says.
Amen.
Amen. I believed this morning when I prayed, I said, God. Amen. When we was talking about Glenda, I said, God, He said, where two or three are gathered together
amen.
In your name, is touching any one thing you'd ask me to be given
amen.
To. And I said, Lord, I'm trusting you on that.
Amen.
I'm taking your word and trying it for what it says.
Yeah.
I believe we'll see a good report off that, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
Amen. There's enough people here praying, amen, to make every devil in hell flee back to where they came from.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the kind of power we can have if we
amen.
Just let the word do its work
amen.
In our hearts and our lives.
Amen.
Many places in the Bible, Amen. Talk about the power of the word. Amen. Jeremiah says, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces." Amen. Ezekiel, when he told to prophesy the bones, he said, "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. Behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone is bone." Amen. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation."
Amen.
Just said that earlier. The Bible says to take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, sharpen the two-edged sword, the sword of the Spirit, the Word. Amen. Which is the Word of God. And lastly, I close with this. We've been studying Revelation. Amen. We didn't go over it today, but maybe the last couple of weeks you got into it. We talked about Christ, and it said when He goes, He comes forth from heaven. It said in Revelation chapter 19, He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God.
Amen.
The armies which were in heaven followed Him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of His mouth goeth a sharp sword.
Amen.
And with it He should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. That sword going out of His mouth, amen, that's not a real physical sword. That's not that Jesus ain't performing some sword swallowing trick. That's the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Judging the people of the world by the Word that they refuse to obey.
Amen.
Amen. It's the Word that judges them. Amen. The Bible says in later on in Revelation, "I saw heaven open and I saw books open." One of them was the Book of Life. I believe one of the other books is going to be the Word of God, inspired itself. And it'll be there to condemn those, amen, that did not walk therein. Amen, that did not obey the Word of God, did not take it and trust it, amen, just like God wants us to do.
Amen.
That'll be the kind of word that they're judged by, amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For He's faithful, amen, that promised. Amen, we're to hold fast to those things that God has placed in our hearts. Amen, because there's coming a day, one day after a while, that God will, amen, come to our door, amen, we'll have to face Him, and we'll have to answer, give account for why we didn't believe, or for why we didn't obey the Word of the Lord. Amen, you see, when you obey something, you do it because you believe there's something to be either gained from it doing it, or something to be punished for not doing it. Obedience, amen, is the key. That shows just how much faith you have. Amen. Don't just say, "I have faith." Where's the word said? Where's the obedience?
Amen.
Amen. Say, "God, you're going to, amen, you're going to do this for me that I'm going to believe on." I said many times, I heard somebody say, you know, if you're going to pray for rain, bring an umbrella.
Amen.
Believe God for what He said, for what you ask. Amen. Jesus said, if somebody asks of an egg, will He give them a serpent? Will He give them a stone?
Amen.
Amen. Your Father knows what you need in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, we need to ask Him. And He's able to freely give us all things. Amen. If we just let the Word that goes out today be mixed with the faith.
Amen.
I'd ask if we all stand. Brother David, you got a song? Sing it. If you need a little bit of boost in your faith, your walk with the Lord, amen, this is the place to get it right now.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good little talk with Jesus. Makes it right. Amen. Every single time. Go ahead, Brother David.